A new alliance between Stetson University and a Tallahassee legal defense organization could hopefully mean freedom for some of the wrongfully convicted trapped in Florida's prisons. Since its creation in 1992, the Innocence Project has helped exonerate more than 240 people across the U.S., including 17 on death row. The Innocence Project of Florida opened its doors in 2003 with a mission to find and free innocent people in Florida prisons. They do it primarily through DNA testing, although those cases make up only about 10% of the total. Most involve things like false confessions, eyewitness misidentification, and just plain bad lawyering, and according to Executive Director Seth Miller, are a lot harder to prove.
It just so happens that we have a legal avenue to get back into court with our DNA cases. So it's a little more difficult in our non-DNA cases, but because they represent the largest group of cases in the criminal justice system that need review, they're really the most important. And that's why our office, you know, we're working with the folks from Stetson to begin to do work in non-DNA cases so we can expand the reach of the innocence work in Florida.
The collaboration between Stetson University College of Law and the Innocence Project of Florida began October 2nd, and cases were assigned last week. Miller said the partnership was pretty much a no-brainer for everyone.
This work is really compelling, and I think that when a law school presents this opportunity to their students, the students want to get involved because it's just an exciting thing to be doing. It's a way that students can give back to their community. They can help folks who are underprivileged and are marginalized in society and maybe even have the opportunity to free an innocent person.
It will be an ongoing project with 20 students, two to a case, working alongside 13 local attorneys who have donated their time to supervise the project, along with Stetson Law professors Judith Scully and Bobby Flowers. The students will devote a minimum of 20 hours per semester to tasks that include gathering new evidence, researching existing evidence, and meeting with the incarcerated. Scully said she and Flowers bring a unique perspective to the students because of their diametric backgrounds.
Professor Flowers was formerly a prosecutor, and I was a criminal defense attorney. So we are really serving as models for our students, saying, look, this issue of wrongful conviction, of incarcerating the innocent, is an issue for both sides of the criminal justice system. This is not a defense-oriented project. This is an issue that is important to both prosecutors and defense attorneys.
Up until now, the Innocence Project of Florida has been funded exclusively by private foundation grants and donations. However, within the last 2 weeks, they landed their first government grant from the Department of Justice to add to their arsenal. Each year, a small paid staff in Tallahassee fields between 800 and 1,000 requests for help. But because resources are so tight, they're only able to accept 12 to 15 new cases per year. Miller said that's what makes the partnership with Stetson so important.
If Stetson's able to help go through and represent 10 or 20 or even 30 cases in a year or two-year period, that's you know, 30 less cases that we can't get to. So, I mean, it's incredibly vital, this collaboration with Stetson, and we're just really excited about it because it allows us to feel like we're helping more people.
Besides the valuable legal knowledge the students will gain researching the cases, Professor Scully said even more important is understanding the humanity or lack of humanity that can sometimes be involved in a system that is not perfect.
You know, they are going to be meeting individuals who are claiming that they were wrongfully incarcerated and their lives have basically been taken away from them by the state. And I think it's important for our students to be able to put a face to what injustice actually looks like and what injustice actually does to the human soul. And if we can have students understand that before they leave law school, they will become more compassionate servants of the public.
Professor Bobby Flowers, who coordinates the project along with Scully, said the collaboration with the Innocence Project embodies what Stetson is all about, teaching students how to practice law and reminding them of why they wanted to do it in the first place.
And that's not true of every law school. Many law schools think that all they have to do is train their students to think like lawyers, and we truly believe we have to teach them how to perform like lawyers. And in addition to that, we truly believe in public service and pro bono. We're, you know, one of the few schools in the nation that require our students to do volunteer work before they graduate from law school, because we want to continue to send the message to every Stetson Law graduate that serving the community and serving clients is why they became lawyers. And so I'm just excited that the Innocence Project just brings together those two very core values that Stetson has.
In an article on the cost of capital punishment published in Sunday's St. Petersburg Times, Susan Taylor Martin cites that a landmark study of all capital cases between 1976 and 1996 found errors in 67% of them. And she writes that since 1973, at least 138 people nationally have been exonerated and freed from death row. The average time between sentencing and exoneration was almost a decade.